You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government is putting pressure on the states and territories to maintain their commitment to ending lockdowns and border restrictions once 80% of the eligible adult population is vaccinated against COVID-19. It's particularly concerned about Western Australia, which has reserved the right to maintain border restrictions if case numbers are high in other jurisdictions like New South Wales, which recorded another 1,116 cases and 4 additional deaths. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says each jurisdiction needs to commit to reopening.
With respect to the premiers, my message is very clear. Stick to the plan. A plan that you agreed to at National Cabinet. A plan that gives Australians hope.
The 70 to 80% vaccination targets only capture people aged 16 and over, and the Greens leader Adam Bandt is calling for specific vaccination targets for children, Indigenous people and people with disabilities so that they're protected when restrictions are lifted. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there will be provisions made for vulnerable groups.
There will be a very clear and cooperative national strategy that deals with the ongoing public health needs of disadvantaged communities. But that plan will ensure that the broader community will also be able to go forward. And this is why it's a safe plan. It's a safe plan that enables the broad spectrum of Australia to move ahead and to avoid these terrible lockdowns that are causing so much pain.
Reopening is still months away for Victoria, with Premier Daniel Andrews warning daily case numbers are likely to keep rising. The state had 2 deaths and 120 locally acquired cases, its biggest daily rise in almost a year. Victoria has now abandoned its goal of achieving COVID zero, and Mr. Andrews says the focus is now on suppressing cases and lifting vaccination rates.
What we must do is suppress case numbers sufficient to buy us time, to get people vaccinated. We can't ease restrictions today in any profound way, but it's simply not possible.
On Friday, the state is reopening playgrounds for children under 12 who are accompanied by one masked parent or carer. And authorised workers will be able to use babysitters for school-aged children. All the other restrictions are likely to remain in place for another 3 weeks, when Victoria expects 70% of people aged 16 and over will have had at least one dose of vaccine. Only then will the existing 5-kilometre travel limit expand to 10 kilometres, and outdoor exercise will be allowed for up to 3 hours a day. The Victorian government says there are 70,000 AstraZeneca appointments available over the next 3 weeks. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says people who aren't vaccinated need to realise it could be weeks before Pfizer is available to them.
If you're yet to be vaccinated, please book in. We know that AstraZeneca is a great vaccine. Of the almost 1 million double-dosed Victorians who have had that AstraZeneca vaccine, none of them are in ICU now. None of them. So it provides really substantial protection. You have to keep that in mind when you're maybe wavering on waiting for Pfizer. That might be weeks away for you.
The ACT had 23 new cases, with at least 11 infectious in the community. In New South Wales, a group of mostly Labor Party-aligned mayors from the 12 local government areas of concern are angry with Premier Gladys Berejiklian, who's refused their request for a meeting. Canterbury Bankstown Mayor Carl Ashford says the Premier doesn't want to hear about how people are suffering under the harsh lockdown measures.
She can't spare an hour of her day to meet with the 12 mayors that represent over 2 million people, that for communities that are really doing it tough in the harshest lockdowns imaginable for our communities. And she doesn't want to hear these stories.
Gladys Berejiklian faced repeated questioning over her refusal to meet them.
These 12 mayors want to meet with you to talk about a roadmap to get out of the harshest restrictions. Will you do that? yes or no?
Look, I've been doing it already, and I'm happy. I've been already talking on many occasions to community leaders, and that will be ongoing, of course. But there's more than just local government that's involved. There are community leaders who touch hundreds of thousands of people. So, of course, the mayors will be involved in that process, but so will our religious leaders. So will our cultural leaders. This is an ongoing, evolving process.
The New South Wales Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Natalie Ward, told SBS that other meetings could be arranged.
The local government minister is absolutely ready, willing and able to meet with them. I've been meeting with the local government associations. I've been Zooming with them and having one-on-one phone calls with so many groups. I'm available. The local government minister is available. We are here ready and willing to meet and listen.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.